Well, about how big would a haystack be?
Well, some of them would be maybe 12 or 15 feet around, maybe 12 or 15 feet high. Yes.
Would you ever have any, maybe before you put it on the stack, would you have any smaller piles before you get,
They'd rake it up in the field, you know, and have it in a small pile and then take the wagon and go around and pick it up.
Would you have any special name for those small piles? Okay. Well, did you ever have anything, I've heard some people had, where they had maybe four poles to and then a kind of sliding roof over it for the hay.
Well, we never did use nothing like that. We always just use a barn, or we call them stack poles. Mm-hmm.
And the hay would be kept in the loft. Well, would you ever have any special place for cows?
No, ma'am.
Any special building? They just be in the general barn, in the stable. What about a place where the cows would either be staked up or penned up for being milked?
Cow pen.
Okay. And what about a place where you keep pigs?
Well, back then they just all run outside. We didn't have no place to keep. It was just free range. Things just all went outside.
Did you ever have any wild ones?
Yes,
did
ma'am. We had a lot of wild hogs. Goats, too.
And did you ever kind of get them up together, or, you know, for raising them, or did you just...
No, they just raised in the woods. Why?
Well, what about, you know, those wild hogs, they would have kind of long, sharp teeth or whatever that stick out.
Well, now, the wild hogs, well, they're all, for that concern, all hogs have what's called tushes.
Uh-huh.
They call them hog tushes.
And the wild hogs are just longer, maybe?
Well, no, they didn't get any longer than real gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
It was more dangerous with them because it was wild and they would bite you.
Yeah.
Hit you with them, call them tushes.
What did you call one of them? One tush?
Yes, one tush.
Okay. What kinds of, did people have any kinds of hogs that they raised around here other than the wild ones?
They did. All that I know of back then, they called them piney wood rooters.
Uh-huh.
Just little hogs.
Uh-huh.
And one was about it, all, what you might say, just generated from the same hogs.
Mm-hmm.
All alike. Mm-hmm. Except some of them are just wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some of them wouldn't. Well, where did you keep your milk and butter to keep it cool?
Well, now, the butter, as far as I can, we didn't never keep it over, but the milk sometimes we'd set it in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Have a milk pail, take it and set it down in our spring, then have no well.
Yeah.
Let it set down in the spring run to go to use it. Yeah.
Well, what about did you ever have any name for that place in the spring where you'd keep it or anything?
No, ma'am. Okay.
Well, what do you call these commercial places today that produce milk, that have cows, you know, just for milk?